Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you've had a great Christmas week. Here we are on the Saturday before New Year's, and we've got a great show in review of 2013. We're going to look at some of the best and most inspiring and informative moments in our year of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So let's get going. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. For accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
No.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive.
Stop right there.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. If you're like me, don't just drive a truck, you want to truck it up.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. You could save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store.
Truck it up, Tallahassee.
Save on audio systems, security systems, lights, and accessories. Save on DVD, TV packages, specially priced this week only. Or a keyless entry system this week only. Save $30. Or complete bed protection packages with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, specially priced only $2.99. $9.95 this week only.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale going on now. 1/2 mile east of Capitol Circle Northeast, just off Weems Road. Call 656-8800. 656-8800. So here we are, folks, on a Saturday, just before the celebration of our new year 2014, closing out 2013. Hope it's been a good year for you. It certainly has been a year of sort of weirdness nationally and internationally. I mean, it's just so many stories that it's hard to know where to start with all of the craziness out there. And in fact, if you haven't seen this jib-jab video that came out earlier in the week, maybe it was last week, but they have synthesized and summarized for us just that, how bizarre 2013 was on a lot of levels. But for us, I think locally, Tallahassee had a great year. That's my summation. I think certainly enough controversy going out around town on different topics, but nonetheless, we seem to trudge forward, made progress on a number of levels, educationally, politically, environmentally, lots of improvements here and there, where it seemed as though for a long time we struggled to find our place in the world, and we've gotten a good start with people like J.T. Burnett and Imagine Tallahassee helping us in that effort. And that, of course, is ongoing. We've had opportunity to talk to JT during the year. We have had interviews with Vincent Hunt, a massive corporation, also a very inspiring innovator and somebody who we have found, curiously enough, here in Tallahassee of all times. This is a guy who's not a Tallahassee native, but a transplant only a couple of years ago by way of Twitter, found a friend on Twitter and came here and began working, and has already contributed sizably. Another example of a guest who brought to us his comments, his insight, and vision for what can be. So that was a way in which we looked at what seemed to be the overriding theme for the year: is what are we? What are we becoming? And what is our place in the world, this Tallahassee that we are envisioning and imagining? That's how this show came about. We wanted to be able to bring to you with Tallahassee Talks those things that people are talking about, that you're talking about from week to week. And, man, we've had a host of them, people like JT and Vincent Hunt, but a whole lot of other folks, too. And if you've been a regular listener, you know that. I mean, from politics to education, from the environment to charitable works, many times people who are behind the scenes have been here in our studios, and we've had a chance to find out from them just exactly what they're doing. We're going to do that today in review to some degree. We want to try to bring together what we felt like were the most representative of the shows that we've done. And we're here every Saturday doing this with you, because it's such a great time to have this conversation, is it not? As we think about those people involved in charitable works, I think of this guy, Brian Norris. You remember him? The organization is Love at Work. Well, this is a young fellow who got the idea that if you took kids and put them in a summer camp program, you could run them out there during their week at camp, and they'd actually be helping those in need. And so they go over to the camp over there, the Methodist camp over there in Quincy, and they spend their time at camp building things like access ramps for people who are disabled. Wow, what a great concept. Or Luis Garcia, who is with the Big Brothers Big Sisters, had him on as a guest. And Bill Russell, remember Bill, Warriors in Quiet Waters, trying to help the disabled veterans. And then, of course, our own very special friend Mary Ballard with Christmas Connection, someone who we've talked with even recently as we've tried to help Christmas Connection do what they've done. And by the way, for those of you who participated with us, can I just give you a quick thank you? Certainly understated. It certainly deserves a whole lot more attention than what I'm giving it at the moment. But Help Christmas Connection was just a fabulous effort this year, and you were all so good. And those of you who contributed, thank you. Those of you who wanted to but couldn't, thank you for your good wishes and your prayers, because it all works together, and there's still opportunity. I mean, Christmas Connection really goes on all year long. But we certainly are glad that Mary Ballard was part of the show and brought to us her understanding of how that mission works, how that vision is being played out over there with Catholic Charities. You know, in business, we've had a number of folks who brought ideas and inspiration and information and direction. Sue Dick, who is the CEO for the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, was a guest. And Dave Hodges, you remember Dave talking through the year about the real estate market, the business climate. These are folks that from time to time we've had in our studios giving us that perspective we need and better appreciate than what Tallahassee is really all about. And it reminds me, too, of our contributors, people like Bill Wolsifer, speaking freely. Bill comes in on a periodic basis and shares with us matters of a legal nature and his expertise as an attorney here in Tallahassee, practicing law with William Wolsifer, PA. Bill has come to us not only as a contributor, but as an informed source of information that keeps us on the straight and narrow. And by the way, if you haven't noticed this, Bill has declared his intentions to run for office. He's going to be running for state attorney general. So good luck to Bill and his campaign efforts there. Another contributor, Heather Thomas. Oh, my goodness. All that we have learned from Heather as she has brought to us Women to Watch, courtesy of Tallahassee Women Magazine. And we've just had a wonderful time learning more about Tallahassee Women Magazine, about Heather as editor-in-chief over there, and all the work that they do as a publication. You know, it's Kim Rozier and her staff, really. She's the publisher. I mean, they turn out such a fine publication and do so as a labor of love. I mean, these folks, I can tell you, are not making scads of money doing this, but they certainly love what they do, and they do it so well. So we're happy to have Heather Thomas as a contributor, and of course, our good friend Tim Linnefelt. The Linnefelt Sports Report goes on and on, and wow, what a year in sports for Florida State football. Here we are on the eve of the national championship without too many people saying that Florida State won't win that game. But, you know, on any given day, right? I guess it's any given Sunday, and in this case it'll be a Saturday, but regardless, we will find out what will happen when Auburn plays Florida State University. And, of course, there was all the controversy involved with Jameis Winston, and Tim, for his part, helped us keep our heads straight on that, all of those matters, and stay focused. So contributors and guests throughout the year with everything from civic leadership, Wes Roberts there with Tallahassee Fire Department, Jackie Pons was with us, Leon County Schools, and Ann Kozaliski, who is the executive director for Lemoyne And then Sarah Mack, a musician and composer, fabulous performer. All of these folks have been in our studios. A lot of other folks, too, that we haven't mentioned here. But that's kind of how we look at what 2013 brought us. All of this inspiration, all of this creativity, commitment, and desire to make Tallahassee even a better place for all of us. We're going to begin that in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break, and we'll begin with today's show. We're glad that you're a part of it, so stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning, 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. Our home station for this show we love to do so much, talking about all the things that make Tallahassee such a special place to live. And you know what? You, my friend, are one of those people that make Tallahassee such a special place because of your involvement in what you're doing in your part of the world, your part of the county, your part of the city, making this community a little bit different. And so in today's show, we're going to look at how Tallahassee is different, how we are finding our way in the world. And we have a very good friend and a friend of the city, JT Burnett, has joined us to talk about Tallahassee finding its spot on the wall. JT, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Brian.
We're glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
It is remarkable that you have, with all you go to and all that you come from, found your way here and have found time for us to have just a few minutes with you. It must be for you a bit of a rush? You look at all that's happened in such a short period of time, relatively. I mean, and for those of you folks who don't know Mr. Burnett, he is one of the partners with Hunter and Harp Holding Company, responsible for things like the Hotel Duval, the Front Porch, Midtown Filling Station, Alchemy, Recess. It's part of the College Town effort. Wow, that's a mouthful right there, but that doesn't finish out the story. You've got your hands in so many different things, working with so many different people and projects at various levels. If I were to ask you, where do you think Tallahassee's place is? Where are we headed? How do we find our place in the world?
Well, Brian, I tell you, I travel a lot, and I've never seen resources so pent up as they are pent up in Tallahassee that are not currently working together. And if they can kind of come together and find their spot on the wall together, and where they kind of, we as a community can figure out what target we're aiming at and work together to do that, I mean, nobody's better armed with the resources to accomplish that than this community.
So in the words of Vincent Hunt, who has been with us recently, he talks about silos, just a lot of silos, talent and energy and ideas that are sort of stored up, and that's what you're referring to.
Oh, absolutely.
How do we get those unleashed? How do we get the people and the ideas connected?
Well, that's kind of the goal of Imagine Tallahassee, is looking at more of a community-wide involvement right? And trying to figure that out. It's hard to answer a question that you don't immediately know the answer to. Uh-huh. And this takes a process to get there. It takes everybody coming together and having a discussion, right?
Yeah.
And good ideas typically always come to the top if you give those a fair chance.
Let's go after Hotel Duval as an example of that. I mean, here's a structure that had been around for a while, had changed hands a couple of times, had changed names, and you brought it back to Hotel Duval. And tell us how that all came about. Where did that come from in your mind?
Well, at the time, I didn't have this slogan in my mind, but Jim Murdaugh has said this, and I think this is really the process we went through with Hotel Duval. And what Jim Murdaugh says is that you do not let the urgent override the important. Huh. With Hotel Duval, we had a set budget to accomplish something, okay? We had an old structure with all kind of infrastructure problems, infrastructure with the electrical, plumbing, mechanical. We could have spent all of our budget, the building could have looked the same, and all of those things, the urgent things, could have been fixed.
Huh.
But what we knew was more important is that Hotel Duval had to be a destination. It had to be a place that became the spot on the wall for us with Hotel Duval. And what we made decisions related to our budget is that we built a rooftop bar and conference area. Well, 35 or 40% of our budget was spent just on accomplishing that task, right? But you take Hotel Duval today, that's what makes it unique. That's what makes it different. Now, were we able to upgrade the mechanical system to the latest and greatest like we would have liked to, or the electrical system? No, we had to deal with some inferior issues. But here's the great thing. The revenue generated by being a successful place and hitting that spot on the wall has now allowed us to accomplish all of those things.
Mm.
If we would have just let the urgent override the important, Hotel Duval would be closed today. Mm. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if all of those things were fixed, right?
And for you, where does that inspiration come from? How did you come to even consider that as an enterprise? How would you have said, "Oh gosh, you know, we need to renovate this building"? I mean, you mentioned Jim Murdaugh? Were there people around you at the time that said, "Look, man, you really need to fix this AC and the electrical"? Did you have to push back and say, "No, we're gonna go this other direction"?
Well, you know, you're sitting there. The initial intent with Hotel Duval was never for it to be what it is today.
Really?
I think Hotel Duval was purchased somewhere around the end of 2006. You know, there was a small budget, you know, I think roughly $2 million for renovations for Hotel Duval. And then the intent was to reposition it back to a Radisson and sell it.
Hmm.
You're sitting there looking at, you know, in the depths of 2007. And I've always believed one thing. In good markets, you don't have to make good decisions. Okay? Believe me, a lot of decisions are just by happenstance. When nothing's going down, it doesn't matter good or bad decisions, everything's going up.
Hmm.
Okay? When you take a bad market like we were dealing with from 2007, right? There's only two people that usually survive. It's the cheapest and the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we knew is that we couldn't be the cheapest. There was no way, right? And the cheapest is always in a position to be replaced by the next cheapest. And all that decision to be the cheapest can be made instantaneous, right? If I decide to sell my product cheaper than you, I can make that decision today and execute on it tomorrow, right? But if I'm the best, right, it takes years to overcome and be better, right? That's not a task that you can accomplish just by a thought within your mind, right, and making one decision. Being the best is a group of decisions that get you to a point that gives you a competitive advantage that is very difficult for the competition to overcome.
In doing that, were you involved in many other projects at that same time, or was this sort of a solo effort on your part? Had you already been involved in other business before even getting involved in looking at Hotel Duval or looking at Hunter and Hart?
Well, you know, I think the number is always changing depending on what we're buying or selling, but I think we own 14 or so different companies in different industries. I'm very fortunate to have some absolutely amazing partners that are able to provide the insight that I'm able to see, you know, all the pros and cons, the good and bad decisions that we make in this full cross-section of businesses, and are able to provide that information to each individual one of those from the entire collective.
So there's a synergy there that you all benefit from.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So for those of us who may not fly at that elevation, we're working in a smaller environment, yet the collaborative idea is valuable. If I have two or three other business owners that I'm meeting with on a regular basis, and I'm gleaning from them their experience, you would point to that and say, be careful. That's where you want to pay attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen and learn from their experience. Talking with JT Burnett, a partner with Hunter and Harp Holding Company in Tallahassee. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. We're glad you're with us. 93.3, Freedom 93, our home station here. Glad you've tuned in. We have with us a lovely young man whose contribution has already begun to send ripples out there on the pond. Vincent Hunt is our guest this morning. Vincent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
We're glad you're with us. And what a great opportunity. And I have to tell you, you got a lot of fans in the room here, okay? So we may not let you go. And we know you have lots of other things that you have to do
at some point.
But for those of you who do not know this man or who are maybe just getting to know him, he is absolutely, in my estimation, one of the folks who has, for his part, provided us a new way of looking at things, perhaps would be a good way to say that. A window on not just Tallahassee and not just on the world, but really a window to ourselves, how we look at us and what we expect to have happen in our own lives. And so let's get started here. You have a couple of things rolling, and I think you've probably got a lot more than I know about, and that's why I want you here. Let's talk, first of all, Massive Corporation. Tell us what Massive Corporation is, and what do you do? What is your job?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, Massive Corporation is basically me returning back to my roots. I came to Tallahassee about 2 years ago on another project, Menuless, and we built a whole company around Menuless called Kind Intelligence, and that's where a lot of people know me.
I see.
My background is really in design, innovation, creativity, and really, really helping companies, you know, create and innovate in the new economic system that we're in right now, which we call the post-industrial economic system. And when I got here, there were a few people who knew what I did, and so they would pull on that that half of my life. But it wasn't really part of the Kind brand. It wasn't part of what Kind Intelligence was designed to do. So I knew early on that I would have to create another identity, another company that really, really handled helping companies, you know, seize the opportunities that are out there in the post-industrial economic environment that we're in. And that's where the Massive Corporation comes in. Massive Corporation is basically a idea incubator combined with an accelerator sitting on top of an ecosystem, a talent ecosystem, very much like a consortium. So it's going to be very, very powerful, bringing some of the smartest thinkers here in the region together to really, really solve some big problems and to create some really cool stuff.
So, okay, let's look at those three parts. There's the ecosystem of folks who bring to you then, or bring to one another, their talents.
Absolutely.
Their insight, their skills, and their willingness
yep.
to participate in this effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then above that, then an incubator,
yep.
right?
Absolutely.
Meaning that as folks are bringing ideas together, so then they are fostering the creation of things that didn't exist prior.
Absolutely.
And then the accelerator. What is the accelerator part?
The accelerator part. Like, so for instance, there may be a business that wants to go to the next level. And so maybe going to that next level means layering in a new system or a new process, a new idea. Let's just call it that, a new idea. What we do is actually help that company bring that new process, that new system, that new product. It could even be a product. Bring that product in and help them accelerate. So it's the acceleration model for businesses. Or if it's a young business that just they've already got their product, they've kind of gone through stage one and two of their development cycles. And now what they need is just that warm hug, you know, of legal and creative to really take them to that next level. So the acceleration part is a little interesting, very, very, very dynamic, where the incubation component is those new ideas, those baby ideas that really haven't, you know, gotten legs yet and really helping them get those legs.
And how do you operate that individually? Are you going to an office somewhere every day and checking in with folks, or what actually happens to make all this come about?
That's interesting. Massive, when it very first started, it was really the core of what I do, which is a lot of my consulting. So I would help people on a consultative level in a very dispersed kind of a way, just me really fueling, if you call it that, my own passion to help people create and innovate and go bigger.
Yeah.
But what's happened here recently, a couple of partnerships have been made. I don't have the privy to talk about those partnerships yet, but what's going to happen here in the very near future, if we can align things the right way, is if you can imagine a building, a Google being drop shipped in downtown Tallahassee, open space where you have absolute creative freedom, something like Tallahassee has never seen before. So to me, it's like 3 years accelerated into the future of what I saw Massive becoming. And with these partnerships, I think we're going to line this thing up and really bring something special and magical to Tallahassee. So my work will change a little bit. It'll become a little bit more consortium.
So 2 years ago, you came to Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
You returned to Tallahassee.
No, I didn't return to Tallahassee. Oh. I was brand new. I'm an import.
Okay. So where are you from originally?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
So here you come to the South from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. What brought you here initially?
What brought me here initially was the very first design initiative that I really kind of took under the wing, which is Menuless.
Okay. Let's talk about Menuless.
Menuless. Menuless is a platform that I designed about 2 years ago in the summer of 2010. I was in between projects. God had given me a drop ship on an idea that I believe would revolutionize the restaurant industry, because what we find is in the restaurant, something as simple as the restaurant menu has always been paper, but we're living in a very, very digital age. And so my disruptive hypothesis on that was, in the next 3 to 5 years, I really can't see us using paper menus anymore. But if we're not using paper menus, that opened up a whole different spectrum of questions and ideas as it pertains to that data that's contained in the menu and how we as humans interact with that menu. One of the most important and probably the most critical pieces of marketing inside of a restaurant, the menu. And we don't think about it that way, but without a menu, how do you know what to order?
Yeah.
So if you can reimagine that and leverage that in a completely different way, I thought that you could have something magical. So I began the design process and I designed Menuless. And again, that was in the summer of 2010. Showed it to a friend of mine here, Jim Hunt. Jim Hunt said, "Vince, this is something that we've got to do. This is big. This is awesome." And the process just began from there, you know, wrapping the right people and the right resources around it to get it done. And I moved here to Tallahassee.
So in that regard, you think that this is going to take how long for it to really, really play out? How soon will we see restaurants using this menu-less software?
Well, you'll start seeing, I mean, you'll see residue of it pretty soon here. Yeah. But what I'm finding is in any industry that you're trying to disrupt, that you're trying to really bring new innovation, new ways of doing things, it takes time, you know. So whether it be a 5-year curve, 10-year curve, I really don't have a clue of that. But I know it's the direction that we're going in. If you're looking at all the trends across every industry, you'll find that the hospitality or restaurant industry is probably one of the slowest to adopt and kind of move. And that's not like a slap on their wrist. It's just that, you know, they're usually busy. They're in the business of making sure we all eat, you know. And so sitting around thinking about clever new ideas is really not on the top of their priority or the top of their list.
It's not on their menu. Yeah.
Right. It's not on their menu, but it is on our menu. Yeah. Right. And so it's our job to create the systems and the processes that we know will help, you know, improve their efficiencies and bring a better customer experience to the table, you know, no pun intended. And so I would have to say within the next 5 years, you'll really start to see some transformation in the restaurant space as it pertains to how we really interact with that marketing piece, the menu, and how we actually acquiesce inside the restaurant environment, getting things done, and what that experience really, really looks like.
Vincent Hunt is our guest this morning, talking about Massive Corporation and Kind Intelligence and this new idea, this product actually that's been developed and is in operation, ready to move forward, menu-less. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive.
Stop right there.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. If you're like me, don't just drive a truck, you want to truck it up.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. You could save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store.
Truck it up, Tallahassee.
Save on audio systems, security systems, lights, and accessories. Save on DVD, TV packages, specially priced this week only. Or a keyless entry system this week only, save $30. Or complete bed protection packages with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, specially priced only $299.95 this week only.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. 1/2 mile east of Capital Circle Northeast, just off Weems Road. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
He is the executive director for Love at Work Missions, which started back in 1993, really as a construction project that has evolved into an important ministry, continuing to grow and provide young people with the opportunity to learn great skills that they can then use in work situations. Love at Work is the mission. Our guest is Brian Norris. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here this morning on a beautiful day in Tallahassee, when in fact we have the opportunity to learn more about Love at Work Missions. You've been involved from the very beginning of this whole thing. Where did you get involved, I guess I should ask?
I got involved about 5 years ago now. I was a junior in high school, just kind of rolling through life, and a pretty girl actually asked me to come to Love at Work.
Always helps.
Always, just as a camper. And
God does work in mysterious ways.
Exactly. And
so not so mysterious at times.
That's right. And so she asked me to come as a camper, and I didn't really ask any questions. I was just like, sure, I'll go, you know, whatever. And didn't really know what I was getting myself into, and asked like 2 or 3 days before, hey, what is this thing? And she kind of explained it to me. I was like, well, that sounds awful. I don't want to go. And she was like, no, please, I promise it'll be fun. So I went, and it ended up being the best week of my life. It's where I dedicated my life to Christ, and I went back my senior year as a camper. The year after I graduated from high school, they asked me to be on staff as a worksite staff, so I did that. And then the following year, they asked me if I would take the executive director position, and this is my second year as executive director.
Really cool. I'm looking at the website, loveatwork.org. It's loveatworkmissions.org, by the way, folks, if you're wanting to play along at home. And a couple of interesting points. These folks have as their core mission the encouragement of spiritual growth in these young people who come to be a part of this work. And so the statement is to encourage spiritual growth in youth through service to others. Right. Tell me about that. How does that work?
So we believe as a staff and as an organization that one of the most important parts of spiritual development in Christ and just in personal development in general is a concern for others, and not just a concern for others, but actions that back up that concern. So what we try to encourage is with these kids that come out here is to just care more about the people around you than you do about yourself. And you don't do that just by feeling bad. You don't do that by... you know, having this sense of just concern and, oh, well, it's so hard over there.
You do that
by serving, right? Well, we don't want you to feel sorry. We want you to feel passionate. We want you to feel motivated to go and just spend time with people and just love people. So that's what we encourage our kids to do when they come out there. Mm-hmm. But we also want them to take that back with them. You know, I typically teach on Sunday night, and when I talk, I tell the kids, like, if this is just a week out of your year that you're going to do this, stop coming back. Stop wasting our time. You know, make this a week where you can get prepared to go back to your everyday life and live like this and serve the people around you.
That's interesting. One of the fundamental scripture verses they have here on the website comes from Galatians chapter 5. And this says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So that's sort of a guiding meta statement there for you as an organization, this idea of loving by serving.
Right.
And love in that sense means, as you point out, not just feeling sorry for people, but getting in and getting involved with rubber meets the road.
Right.
Things that are meaningful and contributive.
Right.
Now, it sounds like this has a kind of summer camp sort of structure to it. If I'm a young person in high school and I want to participate, what does that look like?
Well, what we do, the way that we try to accomplish our mission is we bring groups of middle and high school students out to Gadsden County during the summer, and we stay at a place called Centenary Camp in Quincy. And we're there from a Sunday to a Saturday, and Monday through Friday we go out, you know, on the work site. We come back, we have our session, but we're at camp all week long. And so that's kind of how we operate now. This summer we've done 2 weeks already. We're getting for our third and fourth weeks coming up. And we're always looking to expand. This past year we actually did a few weekend projects. We're looking to move into doing, you know, spring break, winter break, doing some more college things. Always trying to find new ways to get more and more people involved and more people out there.
When they do get involved, what kind of work are they doing? Their construction work, or what kind of services involved?
So we've become known as the roofing camp because we do a lot of roofing. We've got a lot of homes over there that, you know, when it rains, people living in houses are getting wet. So we've come to do a lot of roofing. We do a lot of wheelchair.
So you go out into the community.
Right.
And find those places, those people who need your help. Okay.
We do a lot of wheelchair ramps. We do some decks and stairs. We'll do a little bit of painting and siding. And then from time to time, we'll have more of a community project that comes up. For example, a few years back, we went and to Gretna Elementary School and just repainted the whole school.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we basically do everything that we can find a need for.
For those of you who are Facebook friendly and would like to see, I'm looking at some of these pictures on your Facebook page here, Brian. And by the way, folks, it's facebook.com and then Love at Work Missions is the tag there. But man, looking at these pictures, I mean, this is great. These are kids that are having a blast, having a lot of fun. But then there's also those pictures where you can see how much of the work really goes into their hands. They're not just standing around watching other people do the work, are they?
Right. Well, that's, you know, when we get together as staff before camp, I explain to my staff very clearly that I did not hire you to come out here and roof a house. If that were the case, I would have hired a roofing crew and not all of you, because most of my staff, you know, when they first show up, don't really know how to roof, and that's fine. But that, you know, they're there to
so they learn that skill on
right.
the job.
And so we have, you know, a few staff trainings beforehand to teach them the basics, but they're there to teach the kids how to serve, because again, our mission is, you know, to teach these youth the importance of service and how to serve, not to roof a bunch of houses. And you know, I tell my staff at the beginning of every week, a successful week is a week in which you don't pick up a hammer, but you spend the whole week teaching other kids how to pick up a hammer.
In that process, and this has got to be an interesting part for you, I would think. Here you are, the executive director, and that means I assume you've got a lot of the administrative right. part going on. You get to see the change in these kids' lives.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. And I think you see it more from being a worksite staff, because the worksite staff meet with the kids in small group at the end of the night and talk about the day and just talk about life. But what's really cool for me, because it is very difficult for me to kind of take that step back and not be in a small group and not be on right. just one worksite.
Yeah.
But it's so cool because I have this unique perspective of being able to step back and see all, you know, 6-7 groups kind of come together in our community picnic, which we do on Wednesday, and
right.
we really see, that's when we see the change in kids.
Right,
kids
right,
that have decided
right.
that this isn't really about me, and they go and they spend time with their homeowners, they spend time with people from the community, they spend time with young kids that come out here to the picnic, and it's, I mean, you know, it's really humbling to see what all goes on out there and how kids' lives change.
Wow.
And especially knowing how it changed my life as well is what makes it really cool to see that same thing happening in other kids.
We're talking with Brian Norris here this morning. He is the executive director for Love at Work, an extension of Killarn United Methodist Church. And you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
No.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive.
Stop right there. Hi, I'm Joe Doty. If you're like me, don't just drive a truck, you want to truck it up.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. You could save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store.
Truck it up, Tallahassee.
Save on audio systems, security systems, lights, and accessories. Save on DVD, TV packages, specially priced this week only. Or a keyless entry system this week only, save $30. Or complete bed protection packages with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, specially priced only $299.95 this week only.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. 1/2 mile east of Capitol Circle Northeast, just off Weems Road. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Well, here we are, folks, on a Thanksgiving weekend. Certainly hope that you are enjoying it with your family or friends, wherever you may be on this Thanksgiving. And I say that because you may not be in Tallahassee, and yet you can listen to our show online simply by going to TallahasseeTalks.com. You'll find a link there. It takes you to the streaming audio feature. Some of you already know that, and that's how you're hearing us. If you're listening on the radio, you're listening to 93.3 FM, our home for Tallahassee Talks in Tallahassee. The good people over there, Barry Kay and all of his crew, happy Thanksgiving to you folks. And all, for all that you do, we are thankful for keeping us on the air. And we have with us the very capable, the very insightful, I would say, and dedicated Mary Ballard, who is the program coordinator of Catholic Charities and the director of this year's Christmas Connection 2013. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for spending Thanksgiving with us. And we have Patricia McCray, who for her part is a volunteer and a member of the planning committee for Christmas Connection 2013. How are you, Patricia?
Doing well. Thank you, Brian.
Are you stuffed with all the Thanksgiving goodies that you've been enjoying, huh?
Very much so. Very, very much so.
So here we are enjoying
the weekend that we look forward to. And you know, between all the gatherings and the meals and the parade and football, it's just a great time of celebration as we walk into the kickoff, we'll say, of the rest of our holidays, especially the Christmas season. And here we have Christmas Connection, this beautiful effort on your part as an initiative of Catholic Charities to reach out to families in our community. You've been doing this for a long time, haven't you, Mary?
I tell you, Catholic Charities has been doing this for 34 years, but we couldn't do it without the support of the entire community.
It really is that way, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It is.
Patricia, is that how you got involved with Christmas Connection?
Yes, it is. I got involved with Christmas Connection at a time that I had a need.
And you saw the direct results of that personally.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I relate to that. I remember when our kids were little, some many, many years ago, and I worked for a company that basically laid everybody off just before Christmas.
It was like
in November, yeah.
Wow.
And so both my wife and I were without work, and we had two little kids, and, you know, we had just bought our first house, and... Wow.
That's so tough times.
And I can say that at that time, there were those who reached out to us. And I remember coming out of church one Sunday morning, finding a couple of plastic bags full of toys mm-hmm. hanging on the side of the van kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody just knew that we were in need mm-hmm. and reached out to us. Patricia, I'm sure you can relate to that.
Yes, huh? Yes, I can. During the time that I reached out to Christmas Connection, I... had gone through a very serious illness. And I know that many of your listeners probably can relate to diabetes and high blood pressure,
yes.
which is hereditary. And I suffered from that. And due to the years of that, I lost kidney function. And at that time, I couldn't work. And I was in a temporary position. Where if I didn't work, I didn't accumulate any hours to be paid. So therefore, I couldn't work. I had no income. I had no way to feed my three children. I was a single parent, and Christmas Connection was there to bless me.
And that was some years ago. Mary, you mentioned 34
years
mm-hmm. that you guys have been doing this. And this goes on not just during the Christmas holiday, but it really is a year-round effort, isn't it?
It absolutely is. One of the things that we're real proud of regarding Christmas Connection is that we're able to, due to the generosity of the community, use those dollars collected to assist families throughout the year with utility bills or rental assistance. And this year, we have a new program that we are looking to kick off in the spring, and it's called Getting Ahead, and we will teach some of our Christmas Connection Christmas Connection families about how to get ahead and move from poverty to middle class, and this is a curriculum that has been successful in other Catholic Charities offices, and so we're excited to bring it to Leon County and to... you know, assist our families with true self-sufficiency, a gift that they can pass on to the next generation.
Yeah, some of the people that you know are on your list for this year.
Well, you know, they may be neighbors of yours or mine. Everyone has a hardship in life, but they're We try to spread out our assistance to young and old. So there's some elders on our caseload this year. We have veterans. We have single mothers. We have people that have had significant illness, like Patricia was just speaking about. Just an array of people who are impacted by fires. Just an array of special needs.
Mm-hmm. I was reminding our listeners earlier, at the top of the show, how we got involved as an organization years ago with this advertising campaign we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection, right?
Right.
So that whole message is really designed to get us thinking. And we try to get out there even as early as October to say, it's time. We need to start thinking about what we're going to set aside or what we're going to do to contribute. And sometimes that is not in the form of a donation. Maybe that's volunteering our time. And I know that you have a wonderful group of volunteers. We're going to find out more about those folks when we come back after the break. You have for yourself personally, Mary, made a commitment, not just to Christmas Connection, not just Catholic Charities, but you're rooted here in this community in the North Florida area in Tallahassee. And I want to find out more about some of your personal involvement, your history here. Folks, we are glad you've tuned in on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. A bit chilly out there, but listen, I mean, why not? What else are we going to do? We'll wrap ourselves up and we'll have the fire going, and maybe we'll be having some leftovers a little bit later today. And hopefully you've got some family and friends around you. This is a good time, is it not, to sit back a little bit and reflect on the many ways in which God has blessed us through the year, and certainly at this time when we are headed into the Christmas season. We're glad you've joined us. If you've missed any of our broadcasts, do not be dismayed, because we have saved them for you. You can find every show we've broadcast in our 3 years right there at TallahasseeTalks.com. So you go to TallahasseeTalks.com, go to the archive. You can even search on a guest name if you don't remember the date. You can search on a topic, and it'll bring that up for you in its entirety. So you can listen to the whole show and not have missed one precious moment of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're glad you're part of it. Oh, by the way, email us if you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider. Simple enough, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. We are so glad you have joined us. We have a wonderful lineup here today. And joining us in the studio, the very famous, the very lovely, the charming Mr. Winston Howell, and the equally lovely Sue Dick. Sue and Winston, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Glad to have you here. We're talking about the Tallahassee, the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, along with the Economic Development Council. Now, for those of you who may not know this, Ms. Dick is the executive director. She is the president and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. And for the sake of this conversation, we'll just talk about the chamber, and everybody will know
Perfect.
That we're talking about the Tallahassee right. Chamber of Commerce. And Mr. Howell, Winston, you are the chairman of the board for this 2012-2013 period of time, which entails what? What is your role in helping us with all that you do?
Well, in serving as the chamber chair, I am the chair of the board. We have over 40 members on the board, and then we have a 20-plus member executive committee. And I oversee the leadership of the volunteer group at their discretion. And then we establish and identify priorities and programs of work for that particular year. And then we follow through and execute on those items, as well as deal with other items that may come up within the community during that time period.
And it is a volunteer position. So you look at your role with the chamber as an opportunity to contribute out of your own goodness and experience
Tell me a little bit about your background in business.
Well, my day job, Brian, is I'm a bean counter, so I'm a CPA and oversee, and I serve as the managing director of Thomas Howell Ferguson here in Tallahassee. And we are a CPA and business consulting firm with offices here in Tallahassee and Tampa.
Well, I got you. So for that part of what you bring to the equation, no stranger to what it means to try to remain solvent as a business owner. And of course, much of what the chamber endeavors to do at its core is to encourage the growth of and the maintenance of the development of business. Sue, you've been at the helm for how many years?
14 years.
And you were what, like 12
no,
when you started?
You're very kind, but no.
You've been at this forever and you've not aged. I mean, I can remember as a little kid thinking, you know, I wish I could be as able as you are. And you've just pressed forward through lots of change, too. Recessionary hazards and politics and economic downturns and all kinds of stuff. And here you are. You're not tired. You're not.
No, I think
we haven't worn you out.
No, it's an exciting job. I mean, it's every day. You get the opportunity to work with business owners and our community partners. And, you know, it's one of those where the energy is high and there's always opportunities. And, you know, with Winston here as serving as chairman and our full board of directors.
Okay, but wait a minute. That sounds way too corporate. So aren't there those days when you just take your clipboard and throw it against the wall and say, I am done with this?
No. Now there are days that at this point you don't answer. You know, you look at your iPhone or you look at your tablet, and it's late at night, and the text messages
and it's
still
Winston.
Come in. Well, but Winston,
what time is that meeting in the morning?
Well, as I sat here, I just got a text on something, and I realized I had to answer it real quick. But you know, I think as I talked to, and I don't mean to be so corporate and so Pollyannish, but
you're just too positive for us.
You, as chamber executive, you either move cities often, or you stay in a community and you find it, and you probably are a chamber one go around in your career.
And you've chosen to do the latter.
I have.
I have because
I love this community. And no, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I often see people, if I'm tired, I'm usually looking across the table at somebody that's as tired as I am.
Yeah.
But it's exciting and it's an opportunity.
Man, we stay in touch with business owners daily here, and our firm is involved in a number of those efforts so that people like Winston have beans to count, and there are fewer beans on the table. And so the sentiment is we're working harder, we're running faster just to stay in place.
You know, Brian, the thing though that I think gets missed sometimes with the chamber is that it is truly an association of members. And so when we look at the fact that we have over 1,400 members and we have a staff as small as we have, it is truly a volunteer-based organization. The majority of all the programs within the chamber function and run based solely upon the commitment of the individual members and their employees to participate in those activities, and then it's shepherded and overseen by Sue and her team of professionals that are there. But it takes a unique person to be able to engage in volunteers that you don't necessarily have the opportunity or right to oversee, but you have the opportunity and responsibility to oversee them and shepherd them and listen to them, and Sue has and her team have great listening skills. We're very fortunate to have
Notice too, Sue, that he said shepherd, not herding, as in herding cats.
Right.
But it has to be part of the job too, because you get people like me. I mean, I'm a chamber member.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure that...
No, every member's important.
That you should be happy about that. But the fact that you have to deal with personalities like me, you know, I mean, I want to own the room, you know. I mean, and I'm sure that people who are...
And I know you have no opinion.
I have nothing to share. You got to have folks involved who, by definition, are in business because they have that sort of edge. Everybody knows that their opinion is really the right opinion. You know, the Bible says every man is right in his own eyes. Well, by golly, there's no shortage of that. And yet, you know, you have to kind of hear all of that and somehow bring together this direction that Winston's talking about. You know, give us some direction that brings us forward and past all of what might otherwise be just a sort of malaise, right? A kind of infighting. So is that the more tedious part of the job? If it's about getting people to work together, maybe.
It is. And I think it's also making sure you're looking down the road for what our next opportunity is. And so if you look at a Chamber of Commerce, our 90th anniversary, and we'll be feeding into that this year.
90 years.
From everything of moving our headquarters, it's been a process, but we'll be moving into a new location before Winston's term is done. So we'll be celebrating our 90th year.
My term is done by July 1.
And you're pushing it, baby. Right. And you look at a Chamber of Commerce that has formed a leadership program. And you formed an economic development council, and no coincidence, this community has great individuals who give back. And I even Winston sitting here is former chair of the leadership of Tallahassee and of the economic development council, and you form a young professional program called Access Tallahassee, and a world class schools to work in partnership with Capital Health Plan and our Leon County schools. So part of it is you need to be looking down the road of where you need to be going. As the lead entity for the business community.
Yes.
And also all the while listening, you know, it's kind of driving that car, but make sure you're driving with the windows down so you can hear what people might be saying.
Yeah.
And listening to where we are and understanding there are unique dynamics with the economy.
Well, from my point of view, you've done so quite well, and your leadership shows, and I'm sure that Mr. Howell would agree with me. Folks, you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We're glad you've tuned in. We have the very lovely Sue Dick, who has joined us, and Winston Howell talking about the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Folks, thanks for joining us. Stay with me.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive.
Stop right there.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. If you're like me, don't just drive a truck, you want to truck it up.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale, going on now. You could save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store.
Truck it up, Tallahassee.
Save on audio systems, security systems, lights, and accessories. Save on DVD, TV packages, specially priced this week only. Or a keyless entry system this week only. Save $30. Or complete bed protection packages with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, specially priced only $299.95 this week only.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale going on now. 1/2 mile east of Capital Circle Northeast, just off Weems Road. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
I think that history is really important. It is something that we are celebrating right now with the 500th anniversary of Florida being discovered by Ponce de Leon.
Yep.
And we have a lot of reminders in our community of where we come from. There are landmarks and things from all periods of the past that are right here among us. And you're right, that type of history in Tallahassee, I think, is a lot more prevalent, and it's more noticeable to people. And it's a good starting point. And the thinking now is we've got also the modern day changes in terms of technology.
Yeah.
We've got industries that are emerging here that we didn't have 5 years ago.
Right.
We have a scientific and research community that every month seems to have taken another step forward. There are things that relate to biotechnology here, material science, and technology that you apply to energy production. Those are all things that any one of which could blossom and create a new history for us.
Yeah.
And the folks that are encouraging the involvement in Imagine Tallahassee, they sense that in a probably a pretty short time, there will be something of that nature that comes along and writes the next chapter for our community. There's a lot of anticipation.
Yeah.
So when you speak of economic development, you're really talking about, I think, the conditions and the parameters that you want to have in place that help it occur. So it might be an educational emphasis. It might be bricks and mortar. At some point, Innovation Park isn't going to have much more room left.
Yeah.
That's an example.
Right.
If we want to help revitalize a part of our community, is there something that an industry might do or a new field? Is there something that comes along that maybe causes a transformation for the better in a part of Tallahassee?
Right.
When I came here in 1999, Summit East was nothing like it is now. And that's an office and technology park that has lots of companies in it that do some amazing things. And it's the outgrowth of thinking about creating an environment for that sort of economic activity to occur.
And where did that thinking come from, to your knowledge? What was the impetus for
there? It was a group of people, the local leaders in business. Rick Carney was involved, and actually helped get that going, and is still involved in it today. And it was the same sort of mindset.
Same as we're seeing now with Imagine.
Let's roll the calendar forward 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
And let's try to think of what could be here, what could be occurring in the community at that time. Some of it you won't have any control over. You might have a population influx, for instance, or you might have something of a demographic nature in another respect that maybe causes a change. We are promoting Tallahassee now as a place for older people who, you know, might be looking for a place to retire. Mm. And that's out there as well, as something that could be an influencer of life in our community. So any one of those things might shift this a little bit and give it a little bit different profile.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. We're glad you're here. We have our good friend, Dave Hodges, who has joined us, the business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat. Dave, it's good to see you. Doing well?
Good to see you, Brian. Always a pleasure to visit.
We have so much to talk about in this segment of our show that it's my biggest frustration is we don't have 5 hours of opportunity with you.
Just knowing where to begin.
I mean, it's where do you start? And my goodness, they don't give you a whole lot of rest from what I can gather. This piece that you've written, it's certainly more than just a piece of information, and you're continuing to write about Imagine Tallahassee, and the here was that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sunday edition, full coverage on the front page of the newspaper. That's kind of a neat thing for you to have that opportunity, I would imagine, in writing that. Were you a bit nervous going into that, thinking, okay, I better not mess this up?
Or I was
you're
actually
such an old hack anyway, so I mean, you just no big deal.
Most reporters that cover a complex subject find that they really can't do it justice in the daily size story that maybe is 15 or 20 column inches. There's more that you have to leave out than you are able to include. So when we decide that we want to do a Sunday exclusive, as we call it, it's the opportunity to step back and to use a broader brush, so to speak, to give a portrait of an issue.
Sure.
We're doing it in things like health topics and the environment.
Yeah.
And when we first sat down and talked to members of that Imagine Tallahassee Steering Committee,
It was in
April.
JT Burnett, Kim Rivers.
Kim Rivers. There were Jim Murdoch from TCC was there.
Yeah.
Winston Howell from the Chamber.
Yeah.
And folks that represented little, you know, different aspects of our community.
Yeah.
And we saw from the scope of that project that it needed something to really explain it more fully.
Did you get the sense early on that Imagine had really come to grips with where they wanted to go before they sent out the party invitations? Because I heard from a few folks related to the Chamber of Commerce, Greater Tallahassee Chamber, that they felt a bit slighted in as much as they were asked late in the formation of this whole thing. They felt like they should have been leading the whole thing, and they were kind of brought in later on. Did you get any sense of that? Or
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
The map has got pretty good representation in the downtown, midtown, out to the east, up to the northeast, in terms of where people's dots are. And the question that I have asked them is, okay, what about places where there aren't any dots? And so the effort is going to be between now and the end of August is going to be to actually make a concerted effort to go out to those areas of the community and identify avenues where those individuals, maybe they don't have time to go to meetings, they're working or they're taking care of family and employment responsibilities, but ask them these same questions. What is it that brought you to Tallahassee or keeps you here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it that would make our community better in your view? And then what would we do in order to make that happen? How do we achieve that greatness that you suspect is in our future?
Talking with Dave Hodges here, business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Oh, no.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive.
Stop right there.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. If you're like me, don't just drive a truck, you want to truck it up.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale going on now. You could save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store.
Truck it up, Tallahassee.
Save on audio systems, security systems, lights, and accessories. Save on DVD, TV packages, specially priced this week only. Or a keyless entry system this week only. Save $30. Or complete bed protection packages with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, specially priced only $2.99. $9.95 this week only.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale going on now. 1/2 mile east of Capitol Circle Northeast, just off Weems Road. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
You're listening to A Year in Review for 2013 with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So here we are, boys and girls, on a Saturday morning. Springtime Tallahassee is all about us. The festival parade begins shortly. Don't forget that we have in store for you some wonderful entertainment, including our very special guest this morning, Sarah Mack. The Sarah Mack Band will be performing this afternoon, so make sure you've made your way over to Springtime. Sarah, you have graced us with a number of interesting details about your history as a musician in this particular wonderful group, the Sarah Mack Band. Folks, if you haven't done so, you can go to their website, and this will be easy for you, sarahmackband.com, and that's Sarah with an H, so it's S-A-R-A-H, Mack, M-A-C, band.com. Great lineup of stuff. And you've got another concert date coming up, I guess, in May.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall where and when?
Yeah. In May, I think it. Let me look at my calendar.
Sorry about that.
No worries. In May 18th, we're going to be back in Tallahassee playing at Johnny Ringo's.
Ah. Well, folks, there you go. So if you miss the train she's on, you'll know where she has gone. She'll be back May 18th at Johnny Ringo's. So there you go, folks.
What inspires you to write? What do you, does it happen to you? Or do you come at it and go, man, there's a song in there, I'm going to find it. I mean, what's the process for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I have a cousin who lives in England who also is a musician. And once he was asking me about how I write songs. And every once in a while you get this glorious burst of inspiration where I feel almost like I'm a conduit of some grand universal something. And like the song gets gifted to me. But a lot of times I carry a recorder around with me all the time. And when I'm in my car at stoplights, if you're next to me and you see me, you think I'm talking to myself. I'm probably saying lyrics or things that have popped into my head. I do a lot of just playing and practicing and things. It's something, a little hook sticks in my head and it grows and evolves. And then every once in a while, just when I feel kind of a particularly dry spell and wish that I could be writing more, I'll go back to that, all those recordings, and just start playing through stuff and almost like songwriting exercises. I'm going to turn this into something, and if it's horrible, then I'll trash it and come back again later. But unfortunately, it's much more work and discipline than it is grand inspiration.
It's a job.
Yeah.
It is a job. And you know, it's interesting. My son, Morgan, will say the same thing. You know, and the hardest part, I think, for an artist of any kind, whether it's visual or music, performing art, is to realize that there is no one performance that is grand beyond all measure. You know, so
it would be great if there were.
If it were, but you know, you keep turning it out, and you turn it out, and you turn it out, and you turn it out. And you think about those artists who have endured, you know, over time. And we talked about, of course, some of those that have inspired you. Are there guitarists particularly that you look to, maybe an Eric Clapton or somebody that you just go, man, that is just so cool, that have inspired you along the way, do you think?
You know, this is going to be like the cheesy hometown answer, but really playing with Charlie has done a tremendous, I mean, I still don't know that you would even look at me and say, oh yeah, she's definitely inspired by guitarist, because my main instrument really is my voice. I fiddle around a guitar and I fiddle around at piano, but I'm primarily a vocalist. But Charlie has always said, if you play with people that are better than you are, you will get better. And I mean, we've been in the Sarah Mac band since 2005, but I started playing with Charlie in 2000. So even things that sound kind of goofy to guitar players, like now I know how to play bar chords and and now I can transpose in my head and things that, you know, when you're a girl who plays three chords on a guitar, you learn very quickly.
That is cool. That is very cool. Folks, we have Sarah Mac here with us this morning. So glad you've tuned in. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And by the way, if you've missed any of our shows, you know that you can go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. We have all of them archived for you. And if you'd like to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Send us your thoughts about a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider. We're here every Saturday. We know how much you enjoy it because we get emails from you. And our Facebook page, people will post notices there and appreciation of what we've done. And I really do thank you for that. We hope that we can continue to bring you all the good things that are going on around town, like the Sarah Mac Band. They're going to be at Springtime Tallahassee later today, so make sure you've made your way down there. And you can give a shout out to our girl Sarah and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. You were so good. And we're going to have Sarah close out the show for us today. She's got a song that she has brought just especially for me. And I appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be here next Saturday morning looking for you. Sarah Mac.
Do me a favor. Come
I'm saying 30 years old and I'm tired of waiting. So sit down and start with a low. It seems like it would be so easy, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrows might be meant for you. Requesting is too big of a step. I'll scale down the ask and I'll give you some help. Cause I'd rather be hurt than be mad at myself for not catching you as you walk by. The most gripping fear is when you realize that what you've always wanted's with your grasp. Fantasy gets swallowed up by real life. There's always a chance when you trade in the dream you won't like what you get. And all my tomorrows might be meant for you. How will I know if I don't try to give you tomorrow? It seems like it would be so easy. It's the blood that is kept us alive since the day we were born. If my lips and breath could just make out a greeting, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrow might be meant for you. All my tomorrows might be meant for you.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.